Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 29, Explanation of Devotional Service, Text 4. Kalasyeshvara rupasya paresham cha parasyate swarupam bhata kurvanti yadeto kushalam jana. Word for word, responsibly. Kalasya, of time. Ishvara rupasya, a representation of the Lord. Paresham, of all others. Cha, and. Parasya, the chief. Te, of you. Swarupam, the nature. Bhata, oh. Kurvanti, perform. Yatheto, by whose influence. Kushalam, pious activities. Jana, people in general. Translation. Please also describe eternal time, which is a representation of your form, and by whose influence people in general engage in the performance of pious activities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. However ignorant one may be regarding the path of good fortune and the path down to the darkest region of ignorance, everyone is aware of the influence of eternal time, which devours all the effects of our material activities. The body is born at a certain time, and immediately the influence of time acts upon it. From the date of the birth of the body, the influence of death is also acting. The advancement of age entails the influence of time on the body. If a man is 30 or 50 years old, then the influence of time has already devoured 30 or 50 years of the duration of his life. Everyone is conscious of the last stage of life, when he'll meet the cruel hands of death. But some consider their age and circumstances. But some, considering their age and circumstances, concern themselves with the influence of time, and thus engage in pious activities, so that in the future they'll not be put into a low family or an animal species. Generally, people are attached to sense enjoyment, and so aspire for life on the heavenly planets. Therefore, they engage themselves in charitable or other pious activities. But actually, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, one cannot get relief from the chain of birth and death, even if he goes to the highest planet, Brahmaloka, because the influence of time is present everywhere within this material world. In the spiritual world, however, the time factor has no influence. Kalas Yeshvara Rupasya Paresham cha parasyate Swarupam bhata kurvanti Yadde to kushalam jana. Please also describe eternal time, which is a representation of your form, and by whose influence people in general engage in the performance of pious activities. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swam Rupa Gadam Ayam Dadati Swapadantika Vanchikapacha Rubhya Stakriva Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pramunityananda Shri Advaiti Gadatha Shivasti Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Devahuti is placing her very intelligent questions before Lord Kapila, asking about different aspects of creation, asking particularly about devotional service, very important subject, most important subject. Here she's asking about the influence of time. Kaleshvara, Kalas Yeshvara, Rupasya, which is a form or representation, type of manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And very, very important form is described here as being Parasya. Kalas Yeshvara, Rupasya, Paresham Cha, Parasya te. Describe this eternal time, which is a representation of your form, and Parasham means of all others, of all the other forms, Parasya. This is the chief. So all those types of forms which are representations of Krishna means not exactly Krishna in person, but still, they are very special manifestations of his potency. And as such, there is the element of non-difference from the Lord. So in a certain sense, they can be considered to be manifestations of Krishna. So those types of forms which are one with, but they also have their distinctly different nature from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then this form, this manifestation of time, is the topmost, practically. Certainly within the material world, time is the topmost feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead on the material platform. Parasham cha parasya te. Of all the different other forms, or these somewhat indirect manifestations, this is the chief within the material world. So Mother Devahuti is certainly very interested to understand this feature of the Lord known as time, which has such a very dominant type of influence within this material world. In second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and third canto also, there are descriptions of the process of creation. And initially, of course, we understand that the material energy is existing in the form of pradan. Pradan means that all the elements of material nature are there, all the earth, all the water, all the fire, and all the different elements. They're all there. The three modes are there also. Everything is there. But at that particular point, in that condition as pradan, the material nature is unmanifest. There are no specific features showing of different created forms. It's something like, perhaps, something like what these scientists call the cosmic soup or primordial soup. It's something like that. Just a big mixture of all the different ingredients. But you cannot see that there is a certain ingredient there, there's another ingredient there, all mixed up. So that is pradan. Then in Brahma Samhita, and also in the Bhagavatam, in Brahma Samhita particularly, there's a vivid description of how Mahavishnu glances. And that glance is not just a simple thing. That glance is very powerful, and there are different aspects and different elements within it. In fact, even that glance is considered to be a person. Very amazing. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is a very extraordinary person. Even his glance is a person, and not just an ordinary person, but a very, very extraordinary person. Shambhu, or one of the higher features of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva has different features. From Sada Shiva in Vaikuntha down to the Rudras, who live in a place called Mahakalapur. They live in that place. Shivaloka extends from Vaikuntha through the causal ocean, Viraja River, into the material world. So the lowest part is called Mahakalapur. And there the Rudras wait, waiting for the Mahakala, waiting for that great time, that final time, when the universe will be destroyed. And then they become very, very overwhelmed and dance and destroy the whole universe. So Shambhu is one of those forms of Lord Shiva. Actually, he's like the second form, manifest from Sada Shiva. And Shambhu, who is the glance, he carrying certain special energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he impregnates the pradan, or the womb of Mother Nature. And that impregnation means that the active principles, life
and various things which are essential for life in the material world, that they are injected. So they're all being carried in the glands, carried by Lord Shiva, Shambhu. So within that glands, the living entities are there. Their karma is there with them. Their karma, their karma is attached to them, or they are attached to their karma. Then there is the what is called the Ichha Shakti. Ichha means the desire or will. The energy of the desire or will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for material manifestation. The Kriya Shakti, the energy of creation and action. And then there's one other very important energy, which is like the it's like the active principle, actually, without which none of these things will actually really become operative. That is the Kala Shakti, the energy of time. That is also passing within the glands. That is also in the hands of Shambhu. So when that Kala Shakti contacts the material nature, it activates these different features of material nature. The three modes of material nature become activated by the contact of Kala, time, the time energy. Three modes of material nature become active. Then the karma of the living entities becomes active. And then they become active, stimulated by their karma. And the three modes of material nature, as they're active, start causing all the different elements, which are all mixed up there in that so-called soup-like condition, then they all start to become extracted. The earth becomes manifested, the water, the fire, all these different elements, they start to manifest in their own conditions, in their own states. And then the creation, then Lord Brahma. Anyway, there's a whole sequence. But eventually Lord Brahma appears out of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and he starts manipulating all those different elements and the conditioned souls, and making all the different arrangements. And in this way, we come into this material world and we find ourselves situated on one planet, in a particular body, under particular circumstances, here in Cape Town. It's all going on like this. By the influence of the Kala Shakti, time, potency. Without the influence of that time, the three modes of material nature would not start operating. Then the karma of the living entities would remain dormant, and they would remain dormant, and all the different elements would not become manifest. So, this Kala Shakti within the material world, this Kala Shakti is very, very important potency of the Lord. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kalosmi Lokakshayakrit. I am time. Kala Asmi. I am time. Lokakshayakrit. And I have come to engage everyone. This is the nature of time. Engaging everyone. Pushing everyone on. So that they receive their karma. So they incur further karma. So their desires can be facilitated. And ultimately, so that after going through this whole procedure of material existence, pushed by time, and acting and desiring and receiving their reactions, and generating further desires, then eventually they realize that this is not actually what I want. I'm not satisfied here in material life. And then they can come back to Krishna. So the time factor is most essential factor in all these different arrangements, and even the ultimate arrangement of the living entities becoming corrected. Pushed, all is going on, being pushed by the time factor. So Krishna says, Kalosmi, Lokakshaya Krit, I am time, and I have come to engage everyone. So this time factor is a very important feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even the universal form is generated by the influence of time. And that is also a representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the material world. But it is manifesting and then later on becoming unmanifest due to the influence of time. So just see how important a factor time is within this material world. And therefore we find that amongst the great devotees, amongst the advanced devotees, this awareness of the importance of time is one of the great characteristics of the advanced devotees. In Nectar of Devotion, chapter 18, Srila Prabhupada begins that chapter by explaining the nine main characteristics of the very advanced devotee situated in ecstatic love, situated on the level of bhava. So there are nine main characteristics. But first one is that the very advanced devotee does not waste any time in Krishna's service. First characteristic, not to waste any time, because this time factor is such an important thing as a manifestation of the Lord. Such a powerful thing. Srila Prabhupada refers to Chanakya Pandit. Chanakya made the statement that if you lose 1 second of time, you cannot buy it back for all the wealth in the whole universe. Even if you're very, very wealthy. Because if you're very wealthy, then you can purchase practically anything. You can purchase people. You may be able to purchase a country. And practically anything you can imagine. But you cannot purchase 1 second of time. Not for your entire fortune. So how valuable is time? Srila Prabhupada quotes, refers to Chanakya Pandit. How valuable is time? We cannot calculate. It has a type of value which is, practically speaking, transcendental to at least many material considerations, practically all material considerations. Time, something very, very important. So therefore we saw, in the case of Srila Prabhupada, he never wasted any time. He didn't waste time sleeping. Giriraj Maharaj tells the story of when Srila Prabhupada was in his later days and his health was very bad and he wasn't eating, practically not eating at all, and he wasn't sleeping much because he was very uncomfortable. So Srila Prabhupada said to Maharaj that I cannot eat. I cannot sleep. There's no question of sex life. I guess I must be liberated. Yeah. Anyway, in the case of Srila Prabhupada, he didn't waste 1 second of time. With all these, with mundane activities or practically anything other than the most essential, important activities in Krishna consciousness. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, hardly sleeping and just always, constantly, relentlessly dedicated to Krishna conscious activities. Because time is so valuable. And time has special nature, special type of connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, time is dominating. Everyone is being engaged. People may be able to stop the government from doing something, stop some business from doing something, stop some family member from doing something, but no one can stop time. No one can stop time, even in the slightest respect. Srila Prabhupada here is talking about, and the verse is talking about, how people are influenced by time, that the body is under the influence of time, therefore, and time means heading towards destruction. This is essentially what time means, that everything is being propelled in the direction of destruction. So someone may only be 2 years old, what to speak of 30 or 50 years old. Someone may only be 2 years old, but that means that the influence of time has already devoured so much of their life. Just devoured and lost. So, some people who are a little conscious of this, they think that I must use my time in order to improve my situation. So in this way, some people perform pious activities. They may give charity or perform other types of pious activities, religious activities, or help people who are suffering. The idea is to elevate themselves to higher planets in order to increase their material enjoyment in due course of time. But they don't consider, Prabhupada refers to Bhagavad Gita chapter 8 verse 16, Abrahma Bhuvanal Loka Puna Avartana Arjuna Mam Upechetu Konteya Puna Janma Na Vijite. That from the highest planet in the material world, Brahma Loka, down to the lowest, they're all places of misery where repeated birth and death take place. Srila Prabhupada, in order to emphasize the fact that everything on the material planet, everything on the material platform, be it Brahma Loka or anything, everything is temporary and as such not valuable, no substantial value. Prabhupada told the story of one sage, whose name I can't remember, but one sage. He had a benediction that he would live for as long as he had hair on his body. And another part of the benediction was that only one hair would fall out every day of Brahma. So probably his lifetime then would be longer than Lord Brahma's. Some great sages, that happens to. Some great sages, they live through the destruction of the universe when Brahma dies into the lifetime of the next Brahma and go on living. So this particular sage, he had that benediction. So he was going to live a long, long time. So, but he was just sitting outside performing his spiritual activities, and when it was hot, he was hot. When it rained, he got wet, and like this. So some of his disciples or some people came along and said that, can't we at least build a little shelter over you? so you can be protected from the elements. And he replied that, well, that's very kind, but it's not necessary. I'm only here temporarily. What can be done anyway, so why bother? So rather than here Mother Devahuti is saying that time is inspiring pious people to prepare for a better condition. The impious people, those who are more in the mode of passion, they're thinking of time more in the sense of, let me make the most of now by increasing my immediate enjoyment and not worry about time as it passes on into the future. But the more pious people, they're concerned about time and their futures, how to create in due course of time a better future in material terms. But a devotee understands that even that, there's no real value in that. So let us use our time in devotional service. So let us use our time now. We only have 3 days left in Srila Prabhupada's Christmas marathon. That's very little time. So much time has passed in the marathon. We may look back and think, I could have done better or more or this or that. But now we've only got 3 days, so at least let us make the most of this time. Let us make the most of it by helping these people to understand, giving them Srila Prabhupada's books, the best way, best source of information for understanding these essential facts that they are being devastated by time. And all their efforts to withstand that influence of time are a waste of time. So therefore they should also use their time in Krishna's devotional service and then get out of the material world and go to the spiritual world, and there's no influence of time. Doesn't mean that there's no time, like there's just everything is suspended animation. But time has no detrimental effects. There is this constant, ongoing present. Krishna never ages one day, even though the days are also passing. But Krishna never ages one day, so therefore there's no influence of time. So Prabhupada concludes here by saying, in the spiritual world, however, the time factor has no influence. So let us prepare for that by using our time, and let us help the people also to prepare for this by understanding about time and Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay. Very good. Hope you have a nice day today. We'll come and see some of you. I'm not sure who or where, but we'll come and see some of you and pray to Krishna that you can really use your time very nicely and distribute lots of books and be very happy engaged in Srila Prabhupada's service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.